This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Nick Caserio wants to talk to Jonathan Gannon a second time. The Josh McCown interview is the one that got the most attention. I heard Clint say yesterday he considers it disrespectful to people in the profession that he's gotten two interviews. Ross Tucker repeated what Clint said. John McClain said he believes this is what Jack Easterby wants to happen. He wants McCown to be that guy. I got a lot of takes about this that we'll get into. But your overall thoughts on where the list is right now, Jonathan Gannon appearing to be the front runner, and John McClain, Clint Sterner, Ross Tucker's thoughts on Josh McCown. There's a lot to unpack there, but fortunately we got plenty of time here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, we do. I think Gannon is absolutely at the top with, I got to tell you, you know, especially after hearing John McClain, Josh McCown. I think Jonathan Gannon and Josh McCown are would have to be considered the front runners. They both have been or will have two interviews. I think it could be a matter of trying to decide, are they ready to pull the trigger on Josh McCown at Jack Easterby's urging, again, as McClain has pointed out, on pull the trigger on him, take some more, you know, either doubt, criticism, whatever it might be, or are they going to go with a very much safer route with Jonathan Gannon? I think that's probably what it's come down to.
Do you think it's, why do you think it's such a safe route with Jonathan Gannon?
Safer.
That's my question.
Safer.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. What do you make of Jonathan Gannon? Because I look at Jonathan Gannon and I just think that in most cities outside of Philadelphia people are idiots when it comes to, you know, really understanding what's going on. Philadelphia people are living in the past. Mm-hmm. They want every single one of their defenses to look like Buddy Ryan's defense in the 80s/90s, and they think everyone should be, you know, Jeremiah Trotter, even going down Jim Johnson. They think that Jeremiah Trotter, Brian Dawkins, Troy Vincent, those guys just grow on trees, and Reggie White and Jerome Brown are going to come, and that's the kind of defense you're going to run. So I don't care what they say in Philadelphia. They're dumb. Why is Jonathan Gannon not getting more intrigue from people when it comes to a potential hire? Because this is it's hard for me to follow some of the complaints that people have about the Texans, because I don't want to call them lazy. This is the most dog-butted organization in the NFL right now. They deserve all the smoke they get. They've earned it. They don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. I understand. But it just doesn't seem like there's, like, sometimes there's just not even like a method to the madness when it comes to criticizing it. Because you hear, like, they're trying to follow the Patriot way. It's the Patriot way. And McClain's first question to Nick Caserio is, why are you going to hire one of your Patriot buddies? If they hire Jonathan Gannon, that's not going the Patriot way. So why is it that Jonathan Gannon is not looked at as more of, I don't want to say exciting, I'm not saying you throw a party for Jonathan Gannon, but why is there not at least more intrigue to the possibility of Jonathan Gannon?
Again, I would say I'd be more excited for Jonathan Gannon than any of the candidates outside of Brian Flores that we've seen. You know this. I'm a fan of guys that have taken every step. He's taken every step. I'm a fan of guys that have coached under different regimes. He's coached under different regimes. He's relatively young, which I don't know if I'm necessarily a fan of a young or an old coach, but I think it says something when you've been on four or five different teams and you're 39 years old.
The younger head coach in the playoffs is 7-3.
Yeah.
Andy Reid has two of the wins, and then Bruce Arians against the 7-seeded Eagles is the other. So the
younger coach personally, is 7-3. I'm not going to say I want a young guy.
Yeah.
But it is intriguing to me that a 39-year-old has been on, well, now I can see it, six different NFL coaching staffs. That's impressive. No, five. I was right the first time. Five different NFL coaching staffs. That's what I like, that you're young and you've had five different organizations see enough in you to get you. But to your point and your question of why is there this indifference or even, bias against Jonathan Gannon, it's not.
I don't want to call it bias. I'm
saying it.
Yeah,
maybe bias.
I would say more. I say any smoke that you have with the Texans is deserved. It's just hard to follow like a clear path, because if they hired Brian Flores or if they hired Josh McDaniels, I would be able to follow the line of thinking. It just seems like the Jonathan Gannon thing is the opposite of what the skepticism was. So I'm not going to use the word bias, because I think the Texans. I wouldn't spend a penny if I were a fan to watch that team play.
Right.
I wouldn't spend a penny. And that's not the right thing to say on the flagship. I'm just being honest. Mm-hmm. They don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they can earn it. Maybe Casario can earn it. But I don't want I'm not saying it's unfair at all. I just think it's almost to the point where no matter what they do, it's going to be criticized.
But I'm saying it. I'm saying there is a bias against Jonathan Gannon, and I probably have some myself. As I've said on this show, he doesn't have the Patriot connection. That's not one of the teams he's coached for. That's not one of the teams that he was a scout for. But it's that, I guess, guilt by association. Even though he doesn't have the association with the Patriots, it's like, okay, well, Easterby and Casario are Patriots guys. He's been pretty tight with Nick Casario over a number of years, here and there. I mean, they have the Cleveland connection, he didn't go to John Carroll, as one report had in erroneously.
Yeah, Zach Jackson screwed that up. Good dude, though.
He didn't go to John Carroll, but they have a John Carroll connection in terms
he
of
was he, offered yes, the John yes, Carroll. Yes, exactly. He was offered the John Carroll defensive coordinator job. He's close with the coach.
Right.
He recommended Brandon Staley, actually.
So that leads to he's a Casario guy. He's not out of the box. He's out of the box in terms of resume and where he's coached, but not out of the box in terms of the relationship. And I'm just answering your question.
No,
I'm not saying it's right.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
But how many times is a guy not going to be at least have some connection?
You have associations
with
everybody.
Like Brian Daboll, it looks like, is the front runner in New York because he knows Joe Shane from the Bills. And, like, people try to make so much of, like, the connections.
I'm just telling
you
what.
Isn't that
just why?
The normal world,
I'm not
though?
Saying I necessarily agree with it. But that's the why of this, like, okay, a Patriot guy. Well, not really, but kind
of. See, there's been a couple of things I've been saying. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in on this. We got some a lot of talking points in the noon hour that I think a lot of people are going to be excited about, including Josh McCown. Is Josh McCown actually replacing Deshaun Watson for the most polarizing guy in the building? I'm going to lay out the case, and I think it's a pretty damn good case, although I am a little bit biased here. But we've been talking about, I've been talking about Bubba Ventrone. It's random as hell. I don't think he's ready to be a head coach, but the special teams coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts. I've been saying, man, there's something about this guy. When it comes to like dark horse candidates, I could just see Bubba Ventrone being the guy. And I said at the start of the coaching search, I was throwing out dark horses, and I was saying, don't sleep on Eberflus. It seems like they would like to copy the Indianapolis Colts. We know how the Colts season ended, but they do a good job, and they're a very well-respected organization. So I've been saying that, and then Gannon comes up, and we automatically think of Gannon in Philadelphia, but he was in Indianapolis for 3 years. He worked under Eberflus for 3 years. He worked with Ventrone for 3 years. It just almost seems like it's something that maybe we kind of saw coming with the Gannon thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I hear, and I think this is interesting, and I think this was brought up a little back and forth between NFL media types, like, do you hire an offensive guy? Do you hire a defensive guy? Like, what direction do you go? Does it really matter?
No.
Like what direction you go? It just matters who the offensive coordinator is, right?
Because
Sean McDermott is a defensive guy. He has Josh Allen doing what he's doing. Brandon Staley's
doing
in Los
everything.
Angeles. Brandon Staley has
Herbert.
Someone looking out for Justin Herbert. Like, I don't think it necessarily matters whether you hire an offensive or defensive guy.
I think when you're an organization that has a defensive-minded head coach, it makes it a more attractive offensive coordinator job because you're not going to have that in. Well, yeah, sure, he'll say, I think we need to run the ball here, whatever. But it's your offense, your imprint on the quarterback, you know, everything. So, it doesn't matter to me at all as long as you get the right guy, you know, running the offense.
There's, like, talk about the New York job and Brian Daboll, Brian Flores. Brian Flores is going to get his in-person shot on Thursday. Brian Daboll is going to get his today. There is no way in hell that Brian Daboll is going to go to New York and they are going to task him with trying to turn around Daniel Jones.
No.
I just find that very hard to believe. And there is no way that a general manager in Joe Shane, and it's spelled S-C-H-O-E-N, but it's pronounced Shane. There is no way that he's going to New York and he is going to try to get something out of Daniel Jones. I just don't see that happening. They've got to be in the mix, especially with the two top 10 picks. New York's got to be in the mix for a quarterback. The cap situation I hear about, they can figure that out. But there is no chance in hell Brian Daboll's going to New York after working with Josh Allen for a couple of years, and they're gonna task him with trying to fix Daniel Jones. No way.
No way. No way at all. We do have a little breaking news here, which is very, very
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
The Chicago Bears have a GM. The Bears, according to Ian Rapoport, have hired Ryan Poles, P-O-L-E-S. Who is Ryan Poles? He would be the executive director of player personnel for the Kansas City Chiefs. Hello, Eric Bieniemy in Chicago, maybe? Maybe Bieniemy finally gets a job with Ryan Poles as the GM in Chicago. And, oh, by the way, pretty mobile quarterback in Chicago as well, a young one.
And Justin Fields. So we'll see what happens. The dots are being connected. I always wonder if they have an idea of who their GM is going to be and they conduct these coaching interviews based on what they hear from the GM.
I think it's absolutely the case.
So I don't know if you like immediately rip up the list or not. That's always like an intriguing thing to me because you hear, well, are they going to hire the coach? Are they going to hire the GM? Or are they just going to do some, you know, behind the counter work and try to lump all those in? So Kansas City loses a member of their front office. 713-572-4610. Daryl, you're on In the Loop as the search continues. Go.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey there.
Hey, all right. I had a question, man. I can't remember. I mean, I'm a diehard Texans fan, but I just can't remember. Was it Don Capers, our first head coach? Was he the defensive guy?
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was a defensive. Still kicking around.
Probably could have Googled that one.
As a defensive coach. I mean, I didn't know if he had another.
I think he had something else.
Yeah, if he had a follow-up.
He should have kept going.
To that or whatever. Yeah.
Probably type that in the smart. By the way, on the smartphone, why did they put the you don't have to worry about this because you
I got a better
don't
phone.
Have an iPhone,
right?
Why are they putting the browser on the bottom, Figgy, with the new update? What are they doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then they moved the copy and the select all to where I've almost deleted like everything I've done now. Like they needed to change that. I get there are a lot of changes that need to be made. Why the hell are you putting the browser on the bottom? In what world does that make sense? Been doing this for
not in an Android world
3 decades, and you're putting the browser on the bottom for what? Why?
I mean, it's the
Whose
greatest
idea
phone.
Was this?
It's the greatest phone in the world.
Well,
so
apparently
I ain't
not.
Gonna question them.
Apparently not.
It's the greatest phone in the world, but why the hell are you putting the browser on the bottom?
Thank you. Welcome to the dark side.
And can I not reject some of these updates? Like, do I need you to do that? Like, can I have the option of not putting the browser at the bottom? Is there a choice? Is there a
you
setting
can't drag
I can go
it?
To? I don't know. I just
because you can on an
I thought
Android.
My phone was broke.
You can.
It's like, what is going on here?
You can drag it.
713-572.
You
got
to come to the dark side, man.
Hell,
you better be quiet before I take that battery out your phone.
Hell no. There is no leaving the iPhone. They can do whatever they want. You can track me if you want. I don't care. All these conspiracy theorists listen to every damn word I say. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got nothing to hide. I'm not Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, it's funny you went there. I'm just saying, of all the people you said, I got nothing to hide. I'm not Jeffrey Dahmer.
He's the one carrying around coolers around the hallway.
Well, that was he was saving someone's life. He had a vital organ.
Coming up is Josh McCown
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Replacing Deshaun Watson.
Now you got me wondering.
When it comes to Jack Easterby's master plan, has McCown replaced Deshaun? I will lay out the case next.
Hey, Twitter world.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.